Welcome to today's Vrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to talk about a series of improvements coming to Pella's trail system.
And certainly, Mike, one of the things that recently at the city council meeting that you've been able to talk about, and something that was a part of Pella's comprehensive plan, was an expansion of trail systems around the town. And that's pretty common around Iowa. What is the city of Pella doing to kind of work on that? And it seems like there was an item that came through the city council meeting lately that will kind of help kickstart that process.
Yes, Andrew, as you said, trails in generally in Iowa and throughout the Midwest and throughout the nation are very popular in communities. And recently what the city council did is they approved a grant application to the Iowa Department of Transportation in the amount of $300,000 to help financially support a proposed trail expansion in the city of Pella. And specifically what we're looking to do is we're looking to expand the city's trail system on the east side of town. We're looking at installing a trail from Madison Elementary out to the Pella Sports Park. And then we're also hoping to make a connection directly north to Vermeer Corporation. And overall, the trail system that we're talking about being just a little bit over a mile of trail system expanded within the city. We believe the project's a rather large project, Andrew. Obviously, when you're talking about a mile's worth of trails, it's about a $670,000 project. And currently, we're in the planning phase for this segment of the trail system. What we're hoping to do, Andrew, is with this portion of the project, have the engineering completed by this year. If everything goes smoothly, actually bid this project in the spring of 2016, and then hopefully have the trail in place out to the Pella Sports Park and then directly north to Vermeer Corporation sometime by the fall of 2016. Now, overall, when you talk about the community's master plan, we've recently went through a comprehensive planning process at the city, and trails were a big item as a part of that as far as recreational enhancements in the community. And this is one segment that we are looking at. Future segments could be taking this trail system from Madison Elementary School and actually extending west back down. Ultimately, the long-term plans would be to extend it back west to the community and connect to the Lake Red Rock trails as well. And those would be future planning phases or future trail segments for the city to undertake. So obviously a lot of developments, a lot of exciting developments in the works for the trail system and the expansion of the trail system. But with this trail system, what we're hoping to do is actually give folks a way if they wanted to take their bikes or walk out to the Pella Sports Park once it is open to do that. And obviously this would be a very important trail segment for the city of Pella.
And you mentioned it's going to be important for the city of Pella moving forward. You had mentioned the comprehensive plan and how it fits in. Why do you think trails were a big part of that? Was that a part of that trend, or was it more of an idea that Pella has a lot of good things going for it, but certainly some opportunities to expand for residents that are currently here, right?
Yes, as a part of the comprehensive plan, trails were a big item. In fact, there was a separate group that looked extensively just at trails in there. And we heard loud and clear from our residents that trails, biking within the community was very, very important. And from our segment, this is obviously one of the highest priorities in looking at it with the Pella Sports Park anticipated to open in 2016. Connectivity of the trail system to the Pella Sports Park was the number one trail segment recommended by that subcommittee of the Comprehensive Planning Committee. So in looking at it, we heard loud and clear from our residents that trails are important and there needed to be more trails within the community. And obviously that led to the taking of this project that the city is currently in the process of planning. We view as our number one priority is to connect to the Pella Sports Park. Once we're able to connect to the Pella Sports Park, we'll start taking a look at actually going west and connecting back to the Lake Red Rock trails as well. And those will be in future years and planning in future years. But obviously, to answer your question, this was something that was a high priority of our residents. We heard loud and clear, and that's what led to the city taking on this project.
And then you mentioned the rough timeline of it all. Is it going to be more grant applications in the future, or is it going to be city funds? There's probably a lot of different ways you're going to continue to look forward and try and get this stuff done because it is important to citizens.
Absolutely, Andrew. And as you said, if you look at this trail segment, when we're talking about just a little bit over a mile of trail extension and $670,000 for a 10-foot trail, obviously the trail extensions are very, very expensive, and we will continue to look for all funding applications, funding avenues, revenue streams in order to be able to expand and enhance the city's trail system.
That concludes today's Vrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.